The city has invested around $300 million so far and hopes to get some of that money back. They're suing the U.S. Department of Transportation Maritime Administration, or MARAD, which managed the original port expansion project, for damages. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan made the announcement at City Hall Monday.
To date, we've raised, through both federal, local, and state sources, over $400 million for the project. And MARAD was responsible for the administration of the spending of that money. And quite frankly, we don't feel that as a customer that we received the product that we should have received for that expenditure.
Problems arose in 2009 when the open cell sheet pile design crumpled and separated during construction. The Sullivan administration has led the push to get the municipality reimbursed. The municipality is also suing engineering firm CH2M Hill, which purchased the now defunct Vico Corporation. Vico was involved in the original work that had problems. Last week, the Anchorage Assembly awarded CH2M Hill a $30 million contract to manage the new port project. CH2M Hill assured municipal officials that nobody who worked on the first project would be involved in the new one. Sullivan says the port project is poised to move ahead.
We will start working on updating permits, certainly working on a new final design for the port. So we're going to continue moving forward with the project while this action happens in court. And so we want to make sure we don't lose momentum on making sure that over the next a number of months that we develop a really solid plan. We've got a good team on board, and we're remaining committed that we've got this project back on track.
Design and engineering work is anticipated to take 18 months to 2 years, with construction likely starting in 2016. The Port of Anchorage provides an estimated 90% of the merchandise goods for 85% of Alaska's populated area, and it's the major point of entry for container cargo and fuel for Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson and Ted Stevens International Airport. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.